Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you know what? Yeah, I don't fancy him.
I hate when people say this because you're all fucking liars. It's AJ.
He is fine.
AJ walks
he
in
is
here,
fine, but I just don't fancy
down.
Him.
You're not gonna go. Wah, wah.
I'll look and be like, whoa.
You're listening to Laid Bear.
Charlotte, I'm masturbating. I told you I'd be doing that all day today.
Hey guys, and welcome to Laid Bear, your favorite sex and relationship podcast. You're joined with me, your magnificent host, Oloni.
I'm your favorite homegirl, Nikki.
Hey, 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 hey.
I wasn't ready for that.
How are you?
I am good. I'm okay.
You good?
Yes. Yeah. Fighting off a mini cold, but
oh, it's
all right.
Usually it's me with the cold. I made sure I took my hay fever tablets before I left this place. I took my citrulline. I took my fexofenadine.
What
I
kind of drugs?
Listen.
I've never heard. Man.
I'm the push the mat. Sorry.
God, just being out of the cold. My titties was out on Saturday.
Really?
So that's why I got cold.
Girl.
No, because of the dress I was wearing on Saturday.
Ooh, yeah, you were hosting.
Yeah.
I saw you. Nikki was doing her Fizz Naive. Oh, tell us what you were doing.
So I was hosting Ghana Independence for Akwaaba UK.
Woo-hoo.
I've done stuff for them for a few years now. They gave me like some of my first big presenting stuff. And I've always wanted to do a main stage for something. And they always have the same people.
Yeah.
And then I got the call this time.
Oh!
And I was just like, oh my God, what?
It's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
And I didn't like write or prepare for anything. I said, God's just guides me.
Take control.
And it went so well.
So what were you presenting? So was it a, I know Gunny Independence is notoriously not. I know, I don't know about today, but back in the day, we all know about Stratford Rex.
Oh my God. We were talking about this.
Day,
listen, that was my first big girl rave.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, Stratford Rex.
Stratford Rex.
With my little heel.
Girl.
Go to Auntie will make my Kente outfit for me.
I didn't do the whole Kente, but I get a nice dress.
Something.
That I would take back. Make sure that label's stuck in the back.
That was my first big girl stay out till late rave. R.I.P. Stratford Rex.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was great. So we had our artists come down from Ghana, Kwame Eugene, big African artist, big Ghanaian artist. Yeah. Got to introduce those performances, shouting out sponsors, all of that. And it went
good.
And it was like, that's the second biggest crowd. But then I'm lying. That was actually the biggest crowd because it was a 3,000 capacity.
Ooh.
Listen.
And you loved it.
Every single minute.
You looked good.
Oh, thank you. I can't lie. I was this close to giving up presenting.
No.
As soon as the new year came and I was just like, I'm okay with podcasting. I enjoy podcasting.
But podcasting is presenting.
It is a form of presenting. But then that was me before really diving into podcasting.
You must never stop. You
and
always
then
have to go.
I was just like, nah, I don't think so. I think my haters would like it too much if I stopped. Because that's why I have haters anyway.
Oh, girl,
I'm not
like
Delulu. I really do.
Yeah. No, but on the real, I don't think you should ever stop. And this goes to people who are listening. If there's something that you enjoy, sometimes even I feel like giving up, but I'm just like, bruh, you've been doing this for so long. Like, you always have to find a way to reinvent yourself. If you find that what you're doing isn't working a certain way, find a different way to do it, but still do it.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, oh, maybe, no, carry on.
The feedback
on.
I got from people was amazing. Like, the artist himself, he was like, Nikki, amazing. His management, who I've got to know over the years, they were like, perfect.
Yeah.
And like it was just so good. Even the owner of Akwaaba, shout out Dennis, big Dennis was just like, you were
what,
just
DNA?
No. Oh. No. He even called me last night and this morning, and then
who, DNA or the other?
No, Dennis. Girl, stop.
Shout out to DNA though.
Yeah, shout out to DNA, bad boy DJ. Yeah. But then like, yeah, it was really good. And then I was like, I waited 6 years for this. Why would I stop now?
Yeah. But that's the bit of inspo that we are giving you guys today. So if you need that motivation, good. Now we're here to talk about the sex. When did you get fucked last?
That was so aggressive. Oh,
when did you get your cheeks spread apart?
Last week.
Oh!
You thought I was going to say no, I haven't.
I'm actually in shock.
God, this is what happens.
Tell me more.
This is what happens when we'll be taking breaks from recording. I have too much time on my hands.
Tell me more.
Okay, so it's not that it wasn't good. Homeboy was good.
Uncle
was slinging his dick. He was doing his thing. But then you see, I've been saying I've been having this weird relationship with sex. I was just not 100% into it. It's like my mind was elsewhere.
Oh.
Even giving head, it was probably the shittest.
You weren't giving head properly.
I was just playing with it down there.
Not playing
like,
with it.
Honestly, it was just a game at that point. Oh, you see how, like, when your mum would be forcing you to eat back in the day, you're playing with that. That's what I felt like I was doing. And I know he was thinking, what's going on with you?
Like, I'm not into it. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, and I was just like, But then when he started dropping dick, whew, that was good.
Mm.
But, like, anything else, I was just like, I was thinking, oh, relax, relax, relax.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was all right, guys. I finally got laid,
Would you go back?
Of course. His dick is great.
Who is he?
Maybe my forbidden dick. Do you remember that I was talking about?
Who's the forbidden dick? It's not the one with the seven kids.
Aloni, where did you get laid last? No, it's not. Okay. That man will never touch me again.
Last time I got laid was when I got laid. I have been laid, but I tell you what, you know how you were saying you were disinterested in giving head?
Yeah.
I was masturbating today and I was like so stuck in my own head, like I couldn't get out of it. It was really hard. Like I had cheeks in front of me. I was watching porn. Mm-hmm. Cheeks in front of me. Really good dick was being, and I was just like, why can't I get, like, I don't know. It was weird. I was just like, why can't I think I had so many things on my mind that I just couldn't focus.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'd be touching myself and I'm thinking about shit that I need to get done or shit that that needs to be done or things that I need. Do you know what I mean? Just thinking about life and I'm just like, oh my God, like I'm not enjoying my moment of intimacy.
Yeah.
And I've realized for some time, like masturbation just feels like a chore to me. Like it just feels like, and it feels like a little high to me.
Mm-hmm.
So what I think I'm gonna do now is probably go on a little break. This is literally, as I'm thinking about it, I'm saying it, like I want to go on a little break from playing with myself, touching myself, and just when I do get back there, I think it's gonna have to be a thing whereby I'm romancing myself or finding a new way to pleasure myself. Because right now it just feels like my ritual is just literally my toy is right beside me in bed.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just toy play and, yeah, then, yeah. And then I go to bed and sleep. Or sometimes I don't even sleep. Used to be a thing whereby I would touch myself, fall asleep, and then it's not even that anymore. So I feel like, like sex is not very central for me right now.
And I don't know if there's something in the water. So you see, after my little sex campaign, whatever you want to call it, I was thinking, no, I've got to masturbate because let me just see if I can get myself back in the
mood. Didn't finish you?
No.
You didn't come?
No.
Why?
Listen, my mind was just not, I don't know what it is. I was literally telling myself, like, relax, relax, relax. And it's not like I didn't want him. I did.
Yeah.
I've been waiting to get that dick back for a minute.
Yeah.
But then nothing. So I thought, was this yesterday when I was like, I should masturbate? It was either yesterday or Sunday.
Yeah.
Listen, I was just like, well, that was no point.
Yeah.
I was like, I've just wasted 10 minutes of my life.
Oh, wow.
That's how I felt. And I'm like, just like you, let me give myself a break.
Yeah.
Maybe just like 2 weeks, three, a month. Let me just see how I feel. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening. Guys, there's something in the laid bare water.
Who knows?
I don't know.
But do you know where I do want to go to?
Yeah, go on.
Guys, if you're listening, if you know the organisers, Anomaly, it's a sex party. It's like a, okay, I don't want to say it's a sex party, but it's a sex party. Okay. Like, you know, it's for people who are part of the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
They had a party recently and I saw some of the people that went and they were all dressed up. And it's, you know, it's not just, I feel like a lot of sex parties here are usually for like, you know, white middle class people, middle aged or whatever. But this is literally for your like, well, what from what I see, Gen Z, millennials, black crowds and whatnot. And I'm just like, oh my God, would I ever go to one of these? I do not know. But I would love an invitation or to know when the next one is. So if anybody know who runs Anomaly, please tell them to hit me up via DM.
Is it like in London intrigued. Or do you have to travel out or you don't know?
I don't know. But I know people from Ensco. So.
Hey.
Do you know,
like, who would you like to see at a sex party?
Who would I like to see at a sex party? My man. My man.
Stupid question.
But no, like, I don't know, like, if he'd even be up for it. I'm trying to think. I feel like the partners I've had in the past, if I think, like, broadly, I think at first they wouldn't admit that they'd be interested in it. Mm-hmm. But if I prod and be like, you know, come on, you sure you're not interested? They'd probably be like, okay, like I feel like low key. I think they test the water with me.
Yeah.
Because I think they're scared that I might not. I'm just saying it for saying it's sake, just to catch them out. But it's just like, no, I actually want to know if you're down because I'm kind of down and I want to know if you're down. So,
like, you know when you have a crush on somebody but they don't know that you have a crush on them?
Yeah.
That would be like the type of person I like to see at a sex party.
Your crush?
Yeah.
So Nick?
No.
So we nobody just, knows. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. So we just be dropping names now.
We dropping names.
Maybe like my celebrity crushes or
Who's
something.
Your celebrity crush?
Speaking of celebrity crush, can I quickly say this?
AJ.
So, no. Oh. Do you know what? Yeah. I don't fancy him.
I hate when people say this because you're all fucking liars. If AJ,
he is fine.
AJ walks
he
in
He is
here,
fine, but I just don't fancy
down,
him.
You're not gonna go. Wah, wah.
I'll look and be like, whoa. I mean, let me have a little peep.
Why don't say that? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Listen, he is a fine man.
He is
I can
a
acknowledge
man.
That. He's gorgeous, yes. Nice body, but
handsome.
I don't go like AJ.
So who do you go for then?
Okay, so. Somebody like Scraps. Like
Scraps the rapper.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of Scraps. Anyway.
We've been talking about him recently, but I can't really haven't put a face to him. I've just heard the name. I'm gonna go have a good look. Let me go
have a look. So you saw it the other day when some bitch scammed me.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I saw that.
Guys.
I don't wanna laugh yet, but it was too ironic.
That we just talked about scamming.
Was talking about scamming and then you're just like, you scammed. What did you get scammed for?
Okay.
Nikki?
Guys.
You got scammed, by the way.
I got scammed.
Again.
Recently. Literally, like a couple of days ago, okay, our producer's so laughing.
I'm gonna go look at Scraps, but you talk to me.
Okay, so I got scammed for Scraps tickets, yeah. Right, so guys, by the time this has come out, this episode would have come out, Scraps would have had a show. Yeah, he's sexy, man. Oh, God. I hate you. Anyway, so Scraps would have had his show, right? So I really wanted to go. So I'm supposed to go Amsterdam this weekend,
yeah.
And I'm not going anymore. So I need to fill up my time doing something else,
yeah.
While my friends go. So I want to go Scraps. The tickets were sold out. Went on Twitter. Guys, who's selling Scraps tickets? Because you know you always find resellers on Twitter.
Right.
I see this girl, she was like selling free tickets. I messaged her, yo, have you got the free? And I added her, said, I sent you a DM. Have you got the three? She said, yeah. Can I have one? Are you sure you don't want the three? Nah, I want the one. I was like, cool, send me your bank details. And she was selling it at the same retail price as the ticket was. They weren't too expensive.
When was her account made, Nikki?
Oh, no, her account was quite old.
How old?
I want to say like, it said like 2018 or something.
Okay.
Is in my screenshots. I'll go back and look at it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go look
because she's blocked me now. Anyway,
no, did you at her? Let me go on her page. I'm investigating.
So this girl, so I've sent her the money, and then she was like, "Can you send me a screenshot?" And I said, "Sure." Send her the screenshot. She's got the money. She was like, "Yeah, I can't send the tickets. The app won't let me send it." And I was thinking, I feel like this girl's scamming me. And I said, "It's cool. Don't worry because you've taken like 3 hours to send me tickets. Can I have my money back?" And then. I kept messaging her, let's say between the hours of 7 p.m. to 11, I was messaging her and then she just ended up blocking me. I said, this bitch. So luckily I screenshotted her profile before she blocked me, screenshotted the convo and I posted it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Long story short, guys, the next day the bank sent me my money back. It wasn't a shitload of money,
okay.
but it was the principal, right?
No, she's cheeky. I'm on her page now.
Yeah.
Account was made in 2012. Fair enough.
You see, old.
She's following 4,000 people, though.
Exactly.
If you're following that many people.
So, yeah. Long story short, I even reported her to her bank, everything. And I think she's not even in London. I think she's American.
I don't think it's a she. It could be a he.
It could be a he using people's pictures.
Anyway,
so I've reported everything and I started attacking this girl online. Guys, I don't usually do stuff like that, but I was just so rattled at the fact that she did it. So yesterday I went on Twitter. I said, guys, I can't believe I'm not going to see Scraps, right? So during my lunchtime yesterday, I took a trip to the dry cleaner. I'm getting out of the car. I look at my phone. I have a DM. Guys, I got a DM from Scraps himself.
Oh!
And then my hands were shaking. I said, excuse me.
Not shaking, child.
I was shaking. This is me, what? He said, he's really sorry. He's just read on Twitter what's happened to me. He said, he's really sorry. Can I send him my name? and I'll go on the guest list to go to his show.
That's so sweet. So guys, he's beautiful. Sexy.
So guys, I'm going to see Scraps on Friday.
That's really nice.
And then I was like, wait, what if I'm being scammed again? So I kept watching his page. I kept watching his page, and it was his legit page.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was literally messaging like, thank you so much. I was like, you're so amazing.
Oh, that's so kind.
I love him.
Oh, hopefully you get to meet him as well.
If I meet Scraps, oh my God.
So you're trying to tell me Scraps over AJ?
Yeah, for me, yeah.
For you?
Yeah.
Really?
Sorry.
Good, okay. Good, you know, you like what you like.
Yeah.
Even though you shouldn't, but I'm joking.
But guys,
no, there was something that we said we were going to talk about today as well. We'll talk about friendship. I've been talking a lot about friendship lately as well.
That's always a good topic.
It's a good topic, and I think it's also because like we all have similar experiences when it comes to it. Sorry, I'm looking for it. But anyway, I think it was to do with my tweet.
Mm-hmm.
When I said, I'm still no new friends because I'm tired of waiting to see what brand of worry I'm going to meet. So.
And I feel the same. Like, recently, I cut off one of my friends.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a few months now. I cut off one of my friends that I've been friends for like 6-7 years.
Yeah.
And I don't like buffoonery. Like, I feel like when you're friends with somebody, you really have love for them, you can look past a lot of the bullshit that they do. And that's what I was doing.
Of course.
I'm like, you can't be my friend and secretly hate me.
Yeah.
But then now the hate is becoming.
Was that a with bit what's more her apparent. Face?
No.
What's her face?
No.
How do you guys still talk?
No, I do not know.
Have you seen each other?
Where?
I don't know.
I'm not part of the backstage crew.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I think I've definitely been let down in the past. Yeah. I feel like I'm still trying. I'm never ever going to pretend that my hands are clean or that I've never done anything. I've definitely looked back and I've definitely thought to myself, oh, you could have handled that situation differently.
Yep.
Same. Or, you know, you claim to be a loyal person. You should have ridden harder for that person.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm also like, I also sit on the stance of, being a loyal person doesn't mean that you should be a slave to someone or be a slave to their madness.
Or be a walkover, yeah.
Not even just be a walkover. Like, mm-hmm. It means that you should, like, follow them. Even if they're doing something wrong,
you agree
or you stand by instead of, like, telling them how it is or, like, taking their side, even when you know they're wrong, instead of, like, being like, yo. Because you can still call someone out on their nonsense and be like, yo, what you're doing is wrong, but not call it out in front of people, but still being loyal to the bone whereby it's hurting yourself or, like, you're extending yourself more than you can. And I think in the past I've done that, and then in the past I've also been like, oh, you could have done a bit more. So it's always trying to find the balance is what I've done. But I've also been let down whereby I felt like I've had friendships where they were meant to be genuine. Like, there was one situation, I'm not gonna go into detail, but like, I remember when we stopped talking, I was a bit brokenhearted in the sense of, rah, like, I really wrote out for you, like, there were certain things that I did for you whereby I put myself in danger in terms of helping you call out people who had disrespected you. And I'm always going to be like, okay, you know, women over everything, I'm always going to stand for them, but at the same time it's also about, like, you've got to be careful who you stand next to, because you can in fact end up hurting yourself, if that makes sense. I'm trying to talk without saying too much.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because I know you're probably thinking, how is this coming out? But I know exactly what you're talking
about. What are you talking about? What do you think I'm talking about?
No, I'm just talking about in sense of, like, how you moved.
Yeah, go on.
Like, I know what you're talking about, because it's like, when you're really being there for someone, you don't want to start looking like them in the way that you're defending them. Does that make sense?
Looking at them how?
Like, you don't want to start looking like them.
Looking like them how?
Like, you see if someone's moving mad and you're defending their madness and now you look as mad as they are.
No, not even just that. Not even just that. It's more like, oh, I don't know. I don't want to go into too much detail.
Yeah, but it's just going to spill on.
Yeah, it's going to spill on. No. And I'm already drinking. And I remember there was one time, for example, like, we're going into detail again. But for example, the podcast, this happened years ago. I know many people always wondering, like, what happens with you and da da da. But I remember there was a time this big thing happened, and this person called me and they said, yo, like, I'm about to get in trouble. Could you delete this episode? This one episode. And to me, I was thinking, oh, is that what it is? Like, the way she was calling me in the middle of the night, and I thought it was even something big. I thought she was calling me for money, and I was just, because to me, I'm thinking, oh, like, how much do you need? That's what was on my mind. She says, no, I need you to delete this episode. I was thinking, okay, that's not a big deal. She says, yeah, because my partner feels, or partner feels a certain type of way, or their parent feels a certain type of way. To which I'm just like, oh crap, like, it's just one episode, no big deal, that's fine. Then the following day, they call me and then they say, oh shit, can you delete every single episode? And I'm just like, eh?
Pardon?
What? You're asking me to do what? I'm not deleting every single episode. I was just like, I can't, like, it's a big ask. And she was just like asking me, like, how much would it take for you to delete every... I said, you can't put a price on my catalog. Like, this is my work. I've worked very hard. And, you know, just like we were saying in the beginning of the episode, like, you have to continue working and honing on your craft. And absolutely, you can never stop. Yeah. So it was just very cheeky for me that someone who had come along, who I had, like, you know, allowed onto my platform, was asking me to delete every single episode. To which I was just like, I can't do that just because you're in a sticky position. Like, we both consented to do this, you know, I understand you're going through what you're going through, but that person also knew what you were doing. That has nothing to do with me. I also don't just work for myself. I'm part of I'm signed under an agency. I've got a contract with with this company. We do adverts. We do this, we do that. I bet it's just, I don't fucking want to, like, do you know what I mean?
It was just no.
It was just a no.
It was like, just no.
And I think to me, it was just like the first time round, I was just like, one episode, fine, it's not a big deal. That episode that they even wanted gone, I think it was an episode that we did around a lockdown. If you go through the episodes, you'll notice that there's a very funny number that's missing, and that's the episode that I got rid of.
Okay.
But then when it was to ask for every, I was just like, nah. Anyway, things went a bit silent and we just kind of like drifted, stopped talking. I tried to check in on them to see if they were fine. They were moving really weird. And I said, I know where this is going. But I say that to say that I have gone through a lot of times. I've gone through a lot of, I've gone through stages whereby I don't really suss someone out really well. And I think as a hyper visible person, I don't know if there's other hyper, but even if you're a mini micro influencer or you're, you know, you're a big influencer, it's so hard to like know what people
just
kind of
faces out there.
It's kind of hard to know what people want from you, or know if it's truly friendship that they're after, or if it's just to stay, or if it's to get close, or if it's because they want to know a part of what's going on in your life. It's really, really hard to decipher. So that's what I've always been like, no new friends, because people truly scare me.
I've been like that the last couple of years, because my friend who I just cut off at first, I was really hurt, but then they wouldn't actually know that I was really hurt. But then the last couple of months, I'm like, no, fuck off. Like, for real, actually fuck off.
Why?
Because here's the thing, it's like, you see, sometimes I don't peep certain things. When I looked at this person's entire friendship circle, their friendship circle is like, let's say for example, let's say Flo was here, Flo's my friend.
Flo's my MUA.
Flo has met you through me. Me and Flo, it's like, we're annoyed each other about something. Flo's like, I can't, like, I'm not even going to talk to Nikki about it. Will never address me, nothing. Just drop me out and then now, stick herself like glue to you. That's how this person's other friendship circles are. Imagine 6-7 years, it never registered. When she's talking about another friend, it's, oh, I knew this person through some old friend that I never patched things up with. And that's how they are.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, nah. And from time, you can go and call my friends who you've only met twice.
And known through me.
Through me, to go and do holiday and hang out.
Oh, yeah? That's weird.
That's very weird.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
weird. And then you see, but your friends entertaining it are also weirdos.
And then I told them, don't ever listen. Is one side. But like, don't do that.
That's another thing. It's, I don't believe in mixing friends as well.
Ah! My friend, slap me five. Slap me five. People think I'm such a get. Do you know how many of my friends here dislike that I do that? Yeah. And I'm, do you know, listen.
Yeah.
We don't have time. To go in fact, it. Do you know what's funny? I was trying to do a story time before I left the house, but my sister called me anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell this one particular.
Like older experiences. Do you have any older experiences?
Hey, do I have older experiences? Bitch, listen. I had to cut off one of my childhood friends. I'm not, you know, I'm just going to be really honest. And I'm so ashamed that I even stooped so low.
Mm.
Listen, just know I got in my car, going to her house. I was going to beat her up.
Oh my God.
And she don't live local either.
Don't go fighting, guys, please.
Don't go fighting, guys. Because it's not even worth it.
That slap that you're thinking is.
Yeah, please. It's not even worth it. Because, you know, sometimes you have a lot more to lose than the people who make you mad.
Yeah.
You have way more to lose.
Yeah.
This friend, yeah, like, you see, when people have a green eye for you,
yeah.
When she was getting married, she told me to my face. Oloni, she told me to my face.
Yeah.
I'm not hanging out with girls like you because you ain't even got a man.
What did she, what the hell? Was that?
Oh, listen.
Did she say it as a jokey joke or?
What? On my mama, she said that.
Not on my mama.
On my mama, she said that.
Where to?
Listen, she started spreading lies about me. She even disrespected my mom and my sister.
What the hell?
Like, you started disrespecting people around me. Like, this story is just, it's such a long twisted story.
Oh, okay, it's a long twisted story.
But this is because this person just had green eye. When I moved into my flat,
yeah,
she blocked me on everything.
Really?
These times, you're married, you've got your own place with your husband,
yeah.
You've got a kid. She's proper looking down her nose at me, and I don't know why. Like, I don't know what I've actually done to you. I was in her wedding, everything.
There's a weird stage in life that you go through as women, I think. Like, one of my male friends has said it. Fellas, if you're listening, tell me. I never really talk to the fellas on this show. But fellas, tell me if you're listening. I've got a friend, and him and I talk, and what he told me was that... So I have a group of friends, but actually... I have one friend who's got a group of other friends, and he was telling me that he was basically expressing to me that there's basically a hierarchy in the friendship group. What he was explaining was that in the friendship group, there's this hierarchy, and the hierarchy is from the person who is married to the person who is engaged, or the person who has a house, or the person who, you know, basically looks like it, they have it all together. And this is amongst women.
Yeah.
And I was just like, is that how people really look at things? Like, I mean, I get the people, but for a guy to look at it that way and look at these group of women and think, okay, there's clearly a hierarchy of how they all rate each other and the respects they all give each other. I was just like, that's mad twisted, because I could be divorced with six kids. You still gonna put respect on my name. Like, you're not gonna talk to me any differently or treat me any less, you know, to the person who is married for 15 years and has a house.
But the thing dog is, yeah, some people will have you with them, but they want you to be less.
Yeah.
Like, they want you to be less. And I don't know why that is. I've never looked at anyone and think they should be less. I'm the person, I'm cheering for my friends.
That's me.
You're doing something, I'm reposting it.
Yeah.
Like, if you want someone to come to a crowd and shout, call me.
Yeah.
It's okay. I've always been that friend. I'll always chief. You're looking for jobs? I'll even look for you and send it to you.
Yeah.
That's who I am. That's the type of friend I am. Me personally, could I be a better friend? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I think I can be. Yeah. I know where I'm very shit.
Yeah, because I'm like the laid back friend. I always wait for people to make plans and I'll just trottle along like, oh yeah, we haven't done this in a while. Because you haven't organised it.
I'm just
flaky.
I can be very flaky. And it's something I'm always trying to work on.
Mm-hmm.
I am so flaky. But with me, I need a good 2 weeks, because I just have to, like, sometimes I just, like, I know people be like, oh, I'm a homebody and da da da. No, I am the homebody. You ain't never seen a body that homes like mine. I am the homebody. Like, for me to leave my house, I'm dragging my feet. I'm crying as I'm sticking on the wig. No. I'm crying as I'm doing. I don't want to leave. I love a good FaceTime where I love to be on the phone.
Same.
I can sit on the phone with you all day. You need inspiration. You need someone to motivate you. Let me do that over the phone.
That is me.
But you see them clink clink dinners. Oh, leave me out. Like, I'll do it once in a while.
I'm gonna try. Like,
I'll try. If it's your birthday, I'm there. There's birthdays I do not disappoint.
Yeah,
I'll always be there for your birthday.
I need to start saying no to some birthdays as well.
No, I've decided. Listen,
no more birthday dinners, please.
I have decided the birthdays I'm saying no to. If you don't invite me, I know I'm worried. I've been crying saying, "Oh, like, I don't like to leave my house." But no, know. I just need notice, because sometimes, like, if it, like, you know, oh, let's schedule in dinner, and then I'm just like, okay, let's do, what are we in? Where today's what, March 12th, right?
The 12th, yeah.
If you tell me, okay, let's do something at the end of March, mm-hmm. that's fine with me. If you're telling me, like, oh, let's do something in 5 days, I'm just gonna be like, ugh, especially if it's not already registered in my head.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is, if you are someone who does not invite me out, and I'm always seeing you out, like, you go out bare with your friends, yeah. and you never invite me out, or you never ever say, let's do something, or whatever, mm-hmm. don't invite me to your birthday. I'm not coming. Scream. I'm not coming. You're not using me to make up numbers. You're not using me to make numbers. Go and invite the same people you go to brunch with, the same people you go to party with, the same people you do sleepover with. I'm not coming, because I just think it's rude. Yeah. Like, you just, because you know, and the thing is as well, I love giving people birthday gifts as well, especially if it's a birthday. I'm going to give you the dopest no. I'm going to save my money.
No, because that's how I am. Like, even now with making new friends, I'm very, like, when someone's trying to be my friend, I'm always like,
I'm like, what do you want? Even I used to get scared. Yeah. When girls used to try too hard to be friends with me, I used to be like, have they sent you? Who sent you? Go back.
Because I feel like I'm quite a friendly person. When people, like, meet me, or, like, my friends introduce me to other people, I feel like I'm quite friendly.
Yeah.
But then, like, recently, there's, like, this person, like, she's super sweet. She's like, oh, come, like, let's go. And I'm like, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm like, I haven't given dates, because I'm like, you're super cool, but I don't know. I want to jump out of that fear, because
is
it's
a,
like,
Leo thing?
I think so.
You were Leo,
yeah. Because here's the thing: we're really loyal. Once someone betrays that loyalty,
oh my god,
I want to.
We're just like, what?
Scream and shout and, what? And kick this small table.
That was protect. Do you know what the thing is? Yeah, let me give you an example. Right. Mm-hmm. Remember, I was talking to my girl at the time, mm-hmm. and my girl always used to moan about someone on social media. She's on Twitter, mm-hmm. and she would always moan about this girl. She would always moan, not moan, but she would always cuss her to me. And mm-hmm. I would be like, I don't know the girl like that, but we did kind of like, we were old school family friends. So I knew her when I was like probably around the ages of 9 to 11, 12. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? Them times, mm-hmm. or even younger than that. So I know her fairly well. Well, I did know her fairly well back then, and I still, like, I know her family and whatever. Her mum, my mum used to talk. So whenever she'd cuss this girl to me, I'd be like, oh no, like, her mum is so sweet, she comes from a nice background, da 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 da. My friend would be like, can you shut up? I'm cussing somebody, you're telling me that they have a nice mum, like, what's that got to do with me? And I hear her, but because the kindness in me and the person who knows this person is just like, oh no, like, allow them. Anyway, there was a misunderstanding on social media one day.
Okay.
And it was between me and someone else, and it got a bit heated, and it was a very sensitive subject. And I just said, listen, we're having a misunderstanding. I'm gonna block you, because it's not like that. What you're saying is exactly what I'm saying. I just haven't said it the way you would say it, and that's completely fine. Social media is not real to the extent that everything is how you want people to type things, or how you want people to say things, is always going to be 100% like, it's not going to be 100% the way you want it written,
right?
But I've written it a certain way, and it's still the same message, because I'm delivering the same message, and I see where you're coming from. I know where you're coming from, and that's where I'm coming from as well. Come and see the girl that I was defending before. She was piling in on people who were trying to get onto me. It's just like, oh wow, like, I know we don't talk like that anymore, but we know each other, kind of thing. Like, we know each other. And I told my girl was just like, oh my god, the way you used to defend this girl. I said, Abby. And it's always weird, because that's not the first time something like that has happened. I always find it really weird when people that I've grown up with in the past will see me getting dragged. I think it was, who was it, Sweetie and Kiki, who were talking about getting dragged on the timeline, and they're just like, you know when they're dragging you and you're literally being held at the back of a van and you're going over the hills and there's bumps, or being dragged on social media. And then you're seeing people that you know from way back. I saw a guy I grew up with when we were kids. We were kids, but I always had a crush on him. We started fucking when we were in our 20s. Uh-huh. I don't know if his sister knows, but she knows me. She knows me anyway. Uh-huh. She probably doesn't know me as the girl who was fucking her brother, but just as a family friend. Mm-hmm. But I saw her jumping in as well. I was just like, child. I remember it was around the, like, what the hell? I know you. Why are you doing this? It was so,
like, some people are just weird. And I feel like even doing stuff like this, where your face is out there. Now, I'm not a celebrity. I won't even call myself influencer because I'm not influencing nothing online, right?
Mm.
But then when you do things like this, I feel like this is when I've seen my real friends.
Yeah.
It's very weird because I'm supported in everything else I do in my life. But when it comes to doing things like this, the people that want to stay silent, oh boy, they stay silent.
Oh yeah, you got to let them. And then they'll make like, noise later.
And I'm like, it's okay. Don't worry, because you see when I go outside and other people are celebrating me, you will stand there and you will squirm.
Yeah.
Because if you're not happy about something, don't take it out on me. I'm just shining.
That's just shining, shining, shining.
But then, yeah, some friends are absolutely mad.
I know.
But then I'll be a bit more open to getting to know new people, but I think I'll just be firmer with my boundaries.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. Being firmer with your boundaries. Yeah. And I'm still working on that because the thing is, once I realise I like someone, I'm just like, oh my God, I like you. I want to be your friend forever.
Yeah, but when I like someone, I probably like them.
It's just like, you can still like someone. And I'm actually exercising that now because I've got a really, really great friendship. But like, I realise it's not everything they need to know. And you can have different friends for different things.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
different people in my life know different things.
Yeah, different people in your friendships, in your life. Yeah. But I feel like people have let me down. Like, I have definitely been let down. And, you know, you shouldn't always expect yourself in other people. That's where we fuck up sometimes. Mm. We expect so much of ourselves in other people when we have different lives. We have different daily routines. Different daily routines, different families, different shit going on. Mm-hmm. So why would you expect yourself and other people? Exactly. Expect the people or expect who they are to be who they are and just leave it at that. But again, everything goes back to balance.
Yeah.
Learning to balance loyalty, learning to analyze who's coming into your life for clout, learning to analyze... to mix friends.
Exactly. Because there are red flags. Or knowing who's
a bit too... Yeah, there are red flags.
There are red flags in friendships.
We choose to ignore.
Not just romantic relationships.
We got to talk about that. I might make that on Twitter. I might do that. Like, what's a red flag in a friendship? I might tweet that now.
Yeah, because some people just want to be around for the good time, especially when you're doing certain things.
Oh.
They just use you for that.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And me, that's why I've said I'm not helping nobody anymore.
Oh, no. I'm going to still help people, but I feel like...
If you want some advice and that, I will give it to you. But in doing certain things where I'm really going above and beyond, I'm not doing it. And it's not because I want to be mean, but it's because I can't trust that process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I agree with you. Let's do some dilemmas quickly.
Let's do some dilemmas.
Dilemmas. I need like a little theme tune for dilemmas. If you guys want to make one, I would love that. Oh my God, we should do that.
A little competition.
Like... It's not even a competition because you ain't going to win anything. The only thing you're going to win is that it's going to be on the show.
Yeah, that's a win.
Okay, that's a win.
Yeah.
That's a win. So if you do want to send through your jingle, like do so. That like a so jingle sick. That we could play before we do the dilemmas.
Mm-hmm.
So send them to me at laybearpodcast@gmail.com if you have a jingle. If you got a jingle that you think would sound good. Like it... Only please make it like 10 to 15 seconds long, please.
You know what would be a good jingle?
What?
The bridge of that City Girl song. Real ass bitch, give a fuck, bad a dick. Like,
that ain't figure.
Stress on my ass because it's cutting pussy sticker. Fucking on this game. Yeah.
Anyway, shout out to City Girls. I need to learn JT's new song because that is a vibe as well.
I know. I love JT. She's my cousin in another life.
Okay, right. Let's do some dilemmas. Okay. Again, if you want to send yours, laybearpodcast@gmail.com, simplyoloni.com/ask. Right. Okay, first one. Hi, Oloni. My boyfriend's mum lives with us, and what was supposed to be a 2-week visit has turned into 3 months. She's from Ghana, and her flight keeps changing. Every time I ask when she's leaving, the date changes. I'm more than happy to accommodate his mum, but I've brought this up to him a number of times, and he just shrugs it off. The worst part is he barely pays any bills and I never get any privacy anymore. What do I do?
Girl, that's your house. That's your house.
Put her clothes in a bag and put it outside. Or
go through her stuff, find her ticket and book her in on a flight.
Yeah. And then you put her in the car and you say, we're going on a little trip.
There you go.
And you go to Heathrow.
Terminal 5. Because you know, in Terminal 5, there's a flight to Accra every day at 1:10.
Oh my God.
Gatwick is 1:35.
Oh, ciao.
Whichever one you want, pick.
Be going. you and your mother, if you want to go with her as well, you can go. But no, on a real, what can you do?
Hold on, but you don't pay bills, but your mum's in my yard.
Yeah, why is your mum in my house?
Or maybe something has happened within the family and they haven't shared it with her.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Like, maybe like she's left her husband, she's left his dad. Or maybe she's just really having an extended stay and
not
don't
to
care.
Be rude, but that's none of my business. Get your mum out of my house. Get her
and
out.
If you're paying bills like that.
3 months. Nah. That means that there's more food that needs to be cooked. There's more electricity that is being used. There's more water that is being used. There's more heat that is being used. There's more. There's less privacy
and
that
also,
I'm getting.
That's inconvenient because I have a smart meter now. I monitor my usage by the minute.
I need to get a smart meter.
Oh, you need to. Yeah, like, come on, that's too much because I can only imagine, like, how much you're spending, especially if he's not contributing much. So basically, you're sheltering two people.
Two people.
Like, that's...
You are quite literally sheltering
two people. Yeah, you're sheltering two people. Allow it.
Are you a homeless shelter?
Oh, God.
Like, honestly, I feel like they're having you on and you need to put your foot down.
Exactly.
And literally, say, literally, if she's not gone in a week, that he will see what you will do.
I can't, like, go through her stuff and book her at the next
flight. But what do you do? No, really and truly, this is your man's mum. Like, what do you do? Like, obviously, love mum, but 3 months in my house is just ridiculous. I couldn't even do 3 months with my own mum in my house.
I had a week with my dad at mine.
How was it? Me and my mum, we start fighting after 2 days.
I love my dad.
Yeah.
But, like, when he went, even though I felt empty, I was like, whoo. Now he wears his shoes in the house, and I hate that.
No, my mum's good.
Don't wear your
my
shoes.
My mum's good. The only thing that annoys
doing a lot
me,
of extra sweeping.
Only thing annoys me, she never knows how to use my cooker. Every time she wants to like boil yam when she comes to my house, she'll be like, "Dami, bami she cookery." I'm like, "But I've shown you how many times," and then I have to leave the comfort of me. You know when you're in a good position in bed as well, and the pillows
are wrapped up.
You're wrapped, and you have to now leave. I'm just like,
you know, African parents love that. And if you don't calm down, you're the most disrespectful
child. I'll go for her. I love my mum to bits. I'll do anything for her. But I'm just like, mum, I've shown you this like how many times, like, you know. But yeah, no, I think I just feel like, do you know what it is? Parents just become more annoying as they get older because they just want more things. They talk more. They always want to talk or tell you to do something.
Yeah, and I'm like, I can't do it, I'm busy. I actually have like a job,
a life. But they still see you as the little one that these pampas that used to change.
Not pampas.
Pampas. Huggies.
Oh, yeah, basically change her flight or just listen or talk to your man. In all seriousness, you need to be like, listen, it's 3 months or you putting on the bills.
Be for fucking real.
Yeah, I promise you, if you measure the bill, he'll put his mum on the first flight back to Accra.
Honestly, or tell him that he owes you this much because you're not paying for it. You have your own, do you not have your own mother? Or maybe you should move your own mum into the house.
Do you know what? There's a Nollywood movie like that and I can't remember what it's called.
Shocked.
I can't remember what it's called, but it was good. I need to call my mum after this and ask. You'd
ask me, tell me please. Yeah. Because I bet it's featuring Patience Ozokwa. Like,
I think she was in it.
You have to. Like, if you want to meet Madness with Madness, move
your
mother inside.
It was the man's mum and the wife's mum. I'm going to call
because
my mum.
Because I'm sure if you move your mum in, or not even if you move your mum in, or if you have your mum coming around bare, if there's no shame that is carried, whereby then I don't know what to say. Because maybe you need to bring your mum over and even tell her to ask her as well. Because, you know, like, especially Africans, they only respect older people. Older people only respect, like, people their age or older. Yeah. They don't really respect people that are younger. So I feel like if you get your mum to come round and be like, and so when are you leaving? You've been here for a while. Ah, are they not missing you back home?
Be like, what is this?
Yeah, are they not missing you back home?
So you got to go to work.
Exactly.
I don't know. But yeah, you need to bring up the bills thing with your man.
Exactly. The bills is not...
His mum.
We didn't even get onto the bills. He's trash. You need to... Is he living with you? Because if he's living with you, you need to move him out.
No, she said he's living there.
Yeah, you need to move him out, my girl. Please. You need to move him out. Kia, kia. That means quick, quick. Fast, fast. Next one. Hey, Oloni. I love my girlfriend a lot. And she had a baby 2 years ago. So I've never been hard on her when it comes to how she looks physically. Mm-hmm. She has put on a bit of weight, which is natural. And every time she starts the gym, she stops, which means that she's put on even more weight. Mm-hmm. I just don't think I'm attracted to her anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid to have this conversation because I don't want to upset her. I've motivated her and even paid for her gym membership. I don't want to cheat, but I've been talking to this girl recently and I feel tempted.
He's checked out.
He's checked out small.
He's checked out. And I like the fact that he put that I've even done this thing.
You like
her.
That you like.
I'm cut him some slack.
Bare minimum.
Cut him some slack.
Bare minimum. You ain't getting no clap for that.
But
this is why they say looks fade. When you get with someone, you need to know that there's a chance that they could lose a foot. There's a chance. Lose a foot or anything. Okay, not lose a foot, but there's a chance that their appearance could look differently. Like, do you love them for them or do you love them for the way they look? And don't get it twisted. I know, like, sometimes it's better to be honest with yourself than to punish yourself. But if someone has given birth to your whole child...
Is that his child?
Because
he made it seem like she's had a child and then they met. No. Because he said she gave birth.
Let me read. Hold on, I love my girlfriend and she had a baby 2 years ago, so I've never been hard on her.
You could have said we had a baby. Definitely. Yeah. Like,
we had a bit selfish.
I don't know. Anyway, yeah.
Because he didn't do anything. It's her.
Couple pumps and a squirt.
Literally, couple pumps and a squirt.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay, but you've checked out.
You've checked
out. And you've just said, without saying it, you've said it, you've checked out.
I think you guys need to go to couples therapy. I think you can go to couples therapy. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to just make it as a you've checked out or da 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 da. I think you should go to couples therapy and you should say how you're feeling in front of a professional. Be intentional. If this is something you actually want, then definitely go to couples therapy together or couples counseling together. If it's just something that you can't even be asked with or you just don't want to do, then you need to have that difficult conversation with her. But be very, very gentle. I do still think it's very, very shallow. I like to think when you're with someone, you have to tell yourself, if I get with this man and he loses all his hair, will I still want him? And most women will. If I get with this man and he loses his job tomorrow, will I still want him?
You have to be with him
unless your name is Portia Williams. I'm joking.
You know what?
You know, but like, there's just so many things. Like, love is deeper than looks and wealth. Like, you have to carry on choosing that person. Yeah. What I'm talking about, I feel like I'm talking more about marriage more than I'm talking about relationships. Mm. Obviously, there's certain things you don't have to keep choosing that person for. If somebody is abusing you, you don't need to, you choose yourself.
Absolutely.
Somebody is hurting you, you choose yourself. Right. If somebody is putting you in harm's way, you choose yourself. Mm. But I think like there's just so many aspects when it comes to relationships and dating and sex that are just so shallow that if you want to really pick someone, you go hard and you pick them and you work through it and you know, yes, it's been 2 years. Okay, 2 years. She's still quite early.
Also, do you know what I just thought of? Because one man's trash is another man's gold.
Well, I hate that term so much.
Do you know
much.
Why?
One man's trash.
No,
because... Who's the trash? It's your mother that's the trash. Not yours, but theirs.
Not my mama.
Not your mama.
No, do you know the reason why I say that? Is because just imagine, like, you start entertaining somebody else, you leave her, you go with this other person, the grass ain't green on the other side, you're probably having a shit time.
And then she has a baby.
And then
she's even bigger than your first baby mom. Then
your child's mother, like, she might have that full glow up, being a situation where somebody loves and respects her how she was before and after, and you don't want that. Because you see, when women
these hyper niggatals or like they're calling them hyper niggatals because it's always black people who are coming up with these
ridiculous.
But that is just such a hypothetical situation. Yeah. But what I will say is that, I mean, so that is just life. That could possibly happen. It might absolutely not. It could be that he just gets with someone who is very, you know, it's all about going to the gym and is and cares about their appearance and won't get out of shape. But I think 2 years is still early. Like, if you are dedicated,
a toddler, like.
Yeah, a child, like, give them, like, keep working together, like, it's not going to happen overnight or even after a couple of months, you know. It's really hard. You know how many times we might go on the phone like, we need to go to the gym. I need to go to the gym. This is my third time of saying I'm going to get my body right.
Listen, I need to go to the gym. I caught an angle of myself on Saturday. I said, oh, hell no. And my knees be clicking.
Ooh, you got to stretch. If you don't work out, at least stretch. Yeah. But, what's your favourite exercise? Mine has been spinning lately.
I don't like exercise.
You don't do any exercising?
No. That's so why my knees are clicking.
Girl, I love a good spin.
Or I just like walking.
I love spinning. Walking's good. Walking's good for like if you want to get a flat stomach.
Yeah, I'm going to start walking.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy myself a new gym kit this week.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I've got like a gym in my apartment complex.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, we've got a gym. I just don't go to it. My girl was on the phone getting on to me. She was just like, you've got a gym. Why don't you go?
You don't have to pay for it because you live there.
You pay like a one-time payment of like £60, £70 or something. And you get like one induction and then you just go as you
be free.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's just very limited. Like,
okay,
I love weights. When I used to go gym, I really, really enjoyed like doing like deadlifting and like I love weights.
Yeah.
But they don't have those type of weights. It's really the basic stuff.
I thought you had a PT.
I do. Oh. I'm even supposed to be going back to him. Every time we said we were going to link up, something always goes wrong with, not goes wrong, or something comes up.
Something happens, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm going to, March, I feel like March is the last month for you to try and get your body right if you want to compete in the summer. If not, just forget about it. If you don't start in March, forget about it.
My sister's wedding is literally in a couple of weeks now. When I was getting the measurements for my last dress, the way I was like...
You might just let like, just breathe out.
Listen, that corset got me tight.
Corset got me tight. Okay, let's do another dilemma. Hey, Aloni, my man has cheated on me twice when we were 19. Now we're 27 and have been talking about marriage, but I'm feeling unsure. Help. How do you go from... You stayed with him, so what did you think was going to happen?
That's what? 8 years?
Yeah. What would you do?
Why did you pick up something when you were 19?
Yeah, exactly. No, that is true. 19 and 27. Is it 27 or
28? Can you read that dilemma again,
please?
Yeah,
let me do it again. Hey, Aloni, my man has cheated on me twice when we were 19 and now we're 27. And now we're talking, and now I have been talking about marriage, but I'm unsure. Help.
Because, wait, so you waited 8 years?
To get your shit off and be like, I don't want this.
So what were you waiting for?
What were you waiting for? Girl, if you're not sure, then don't stay. I mean, I don't know what you want us to tell you.
And that's 8 years.
A very long time. Like, be for fucking real.
And when you were 19, you guys were immature. You probably didn't know what you wanted.
Yeah.
And now you're 27.
You should have been cheating as well, to be honest. Like, oh, drag me for that one. I'm going to be at the back of the truck getting dragged again.
Nah, listen, I can't lie. If it happened when you were 19, you guys were young, probably just first met, yeah, whatever.
First love and all that. Relationships don't count when you're under 20. Even under 25, does a relationship... Okay, 25 is a bit... Let's say when you're under 21, let me be fair, 21. 21 and above is when I can't rule relationships. Anything under, I'm just like, please, that one is just little fucky-fucky. That's fucky-fucky.
Yeah.
You know, that's
when you lot were touching each other for the first time.
Exactly.
I can't, like, if you can't get over it and you're questioning when it comes to marriage, I don't think you're ready to get married.
Yeah, and it's fine as well. And
yeah,
it just doesn't have to be, just because you've been together since you were 90 doesn't mean you need to be with the love of your life. Doesn't mean he's the love of your life.
Look at,
honestly, like, I feel like a lot of us believe that just because we've been with someone for a very long time, it must mean that it has to be them. Exactly. Life is going to beat you in the ass. I don't want it to beat you in the ass, but life can beat you in the ass and humble you and show you that there's just so many more chapters that your reader has to get to before you really find out how your book turns out. So don't be thinking that, oh, you know, I've been with this person, so it has to be them throughout the entire book. No, it doesn't. Like, you know, you can date other people. You can say, hey, I want to break. You're all I know, and I want to know what else is in the streets, even though there's absolutely nothing in the streets. Yeah. The streets are wild.
Streets is cold.
And dusty. It's dusty. It's a jungle. People are swinging from tree to tree, branch to branch.
You see the rats in New York, they're here.
They're there.
They're there.
That's what it is. You see the foxes that come out in South London when it hits 7 p.m.? Mm. That's what the streets are.
Those big foxes.
But even though we're joking, don't let that deter you. If you feel like you want to be single, I really do encourage young women, if you're listening, be single for a bit. If you've been in a relationship, especially if you're in your early 20s, if you've been in a relationship with the guy since you've been 16 and you're like, what, 23, 22, girl.
Go and explore.
Because
you see girls of, like, the younger girls, they're still letting things like social media make them think that they want certain things from relationships. But that's not really what you want.
That's not reality. That's not reality.
What you could actually
have. Do you know how many of us said that we were going to be married by 25 and then life showed us Pepe?
I said 23 and I was going to be pregnant.
23.
And have a baby by 25.
I feel so bad. I used to laugh at my friend. I remember when we were 20. And no, I was 19. She was 18 and she wanted to be married at 20. Mm-hmm. And I laughed at her. And not even in a 20. Bad mind way, but I just thought, bro, why would you want to be married? That's like nobody 20, has
you're it. You're still at uni.
We were still at uni. She said, yeah, that's when I want to be married. I said, yeah. You don't want that.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that. Yeah. That sounds like hell.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people I know that got married quite early?
They're all divorced.
And now they're all divorced. Yeah. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot of Christian folk. I'm going to say it. It's true. Not all of them.
And I find
I'm just
it,
saying a lot.
I find it very sad. Like, go and explore what you want. Like, you would think the things you wanted from a man, like my crush there.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, you know, what I want in a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want scraps in a man?
We need to stop saying this nigga's name. He's going to sue me. no, but like, do you know what? Another episode is too long. Anyway.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's too long.
I hear you. Anyway, that's all the time we have for you guys today. If you want to send us your dilemma, do so. simplyolondi.com/askladebearpodcast@gmail.com Is it .com? No, I forgot. Laid bear podcast at gmail.com Send us your dilemmas. I got a message from a girl who told us that how she got scammed. I'll probably read it out next week, but yeah, I was cracking up. Like, I was just like, okay, I feel better now. So yeah, we're not the only ones.
Guys, please stop. Be vigilant
in your sex, dating, and financial life. Okay,
don't be giving your money to people.
Don't anyway, be giving it out,
even though the bank gave my money back. But
yeah, that was nice though.
Yeah, it's still the principle.
Who you were. See, this is how you get scammed. Because why would you say that? See what I mean? That was a trick.
They,
see what I mean? I'm with what have you learned?
I'm with Nationwide. Nationwide. The High Street Society.
I'm going to bleep it out, but yeah. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.